One of the great modern conservation success stories has been the resurgence of the Australian saltwater crocodile in our northern tropical waters. By the late 1960s, the big salties were all but gone through decades of intense hunting. But Professor Harry Messel, at the time Professor of Physics at Sydney University, started a remarkable 17-year crocodile research program which helped save and better understand the estuarine crocodile, Crocodilus porosus. The new book, a new book on the biology and evolution of the world's 27 crocodilian species, has been dedicated to the pioneering conservation work of Harry Messel. Celebrating his 93rd birthday this week, Harry Messel is speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.
First problem was to find one. When we started up in northern Australia, we thought we were going to be working on tracking of crocodiles. When sadly, when we got up there, we had great difficulty of finding any. And that's how the big conservation program of the Australian saltwater crocodile began back in 1970, because there was very few left. They were on the verge of extinction. They'd been hunted to extinction.
How many hunters were still there? What sort of people were they? I mean, presumably they were organised with camps and that sort of thing spread across the top end.
There weren't too many left because there weren't many crocodiles left. They were very, very scarce. I tell you, you had to search hard and long in order to find one.
What is it about the croc, though? We know now that they're more closely related to birds rather than lizards. Their lineage go back to the dinosaurs. But what was it about the crocodile that impressed you the most?
Its power, its ability to survive. It survived back from 175 million years or so, and pretty well unchanged. It was a marvelous species and still is. And I was very deeply impressed.
This survey work that you did, you had a purpose-built research vessel. You painted your dinghies, your aluminium dinghies, black. Why?
Oh, yes, because our surveys for the crocodiles would be done at night. It would be done with a spotlight. So you didn't want something, a shiny boat, so you had boats which were black. You would survey at night, traveling at about 20 kilometers an hour with a spotter in front, a recorder, and a driver. I used to do a lot of the driving. I probably drove over 100,000 kilometers in the rivers of northern Australia at night at speed. And it was a very intense work. You'd work practically all night, and you have to know exactly where you were, when you were, and what you'd seen.
Harry Messel, was there ever a moment where you felt you were up a creek in a barbed wire canoe, somewhere in trouble, somewhere you should not have been?
Yeah, I think a number of times. I remember when we first started up with Dean Stevens, we were going to harpoon crocodiles in order to put the transmitters on them. Well, little did we know how powerful they were at that time, and we were in a 10-foot dinghy. And we spotted this crocodile at the water's edge, and we came in with our dinghy. And, of course, he just flipped up, and we flipped right up into the air. Yeah, I thought maybe it might be the end of us, but it wasn't. We came through all right, and we continued. It's amazing right now that of the 17 years which we worked up in northern Australia with all the staff, all the people, that no one really got hurt. Today, there's so many other accidents with crocodilians. Of course, there's many more of them today, thank God.
What does the comeback of the croc in Australia tell us about people, about biology, and about conservation?
Well, it tells us that if you have the proper regulations and control, and you really care, you can conserve the species and you can get them to return and survive. Because when we started off, I reckon there was probably less than 5,000 crocodiles left in northern Australia. We had big fights about that, the actual numbers in those days. But I reckon there was about 5,000. Of course, now those numbers would be up by a factor of 10 or 20. So it's a marvelous success story.
You were legendary for raising money, but that story you've just told, the bases in the top end, purpose-built research vessels, the Cessna 206 for transport and survey work, very expensive. Could that work, could that research be done today?
No, it couldn't be done today. The program which we carried out couldn't be carried out today. First, because of the financial restrictions, but more and more, nobody would tolerate working the hours which we had to work around the clock, day after day. It was too dangerous. You'd have the health and welfare people stepping in. You simply couldn't carry out a program today as what we carried out in 40 years ago. It would be unthinkable. You'd be in jail.
What do you make of government threats to cut funding to Australia's research community, a possible $150 million cut?
It just can't happen. It can't happen. It's just like saying, what do we think about cutting our own throat? You know what I mean? You just don't go and slit your own throat. You couldn't possibly do that. I'm absolutely distressed that our governmental agencies, whatever side it may be, are so dysfunctional. I can't even bear the thought that such a thing could happen with so many of the wonderful people in the centers of excellence and cooperation which exist in Australia and the various Australian universities that are doing great guns. You can't just go and sacrifice these things. It'd be, as I say, just cutting your own throat. It'd be terrible to see the blood on it and to see the scientists leave and disappear and all the fine work which is going on in this country decrease.
Harry Messel, you're a physicist, but you also understand a lot of other disciplines. What's your vision for a future Australia?
Well, I worry about the educational system. I worry about our dumbing down. I worry about the dumbing down which has gone on year after year after year. And I think this has severe repercussions. On the other hand, I am still pleased that regardless of all the dumbing down that's done, just genetically, there's always a number of people who are very, very brilliant. The fact that everybody in Australia is supposed to have a university degree is bloody nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Why don't we just give everybody a degree along with their birth certificate and then let them go and learn something, you know?
Harry Messel, as you look out to the future, to 2050, to 2100, to the end of this century, whether it's climate change, whether it's environmental degradation, is the crocodile or is the human species going to fare best?
I think the crocodile will fare best. The human species is going down and suffering more and more and more. I have great worry about the human species. I think we're doing our environment and ourselves enormous damage. We're not going ahead. As far as I'm concerned, we're going backwards. I just wonder how much longer people are going to be around. Everybody worries about what's going to happen 10,000 years from now. You're going to be damn lucky to be around 1,000 years, not 10,000.
And what about the crocodiles?
I think they'll still be here.
Harry Messel, thank you for talking to Breakfast.
Thanks a lot.
Emeritus Professor Harry Messel speaking with our environment editor Greg Borschman, and this new book, The Biology and Evolution of the Crocodilians, has been dedicated to Harry Messel. It's out now from CSIRO Publishing. And I tell you what, Harry's legacy is pretty healthy up there in the top end. When I was in Kakadu last year, it's been 20 years since I've been there. There were crocs everywhere, really, really big crocs everywhere, hard to get into a waterhole these days. So well done, Harry.